Hey guys, so I got a question about being around average people. And it's, hey Luke, how can we safeguard our minds from being influenced by negative energies of NPCs around us, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera? And it's very easy to kind of like, I've been around average people. You're always going to be around average people. So some of you guys seem to get upset with them and like want to argue with them. I disagree entirely. What I do is some average people say average things. I just like, if I need to listen, I'll listen. Maybe give a little bit of input to be nice. But like in general, I don't really care. Like, okay, cool. You want to talk about football? Cool. I don't know much about football. Like, cool. It's just like, you're not going to get the most dynamic dialogue from me. I'm not exactly interested in talking about this. So I'm not rude. I don't consider it rude, right? Do your little, it's just in general, like I'm not angry. I'm not fuming in my head thinking, why does this fucker want to talk about football? Like in general, I just don't care. It's like, I know that this is kind of just a waste. Like there's no advantage to me or him. There's no advantage to anyone in this room for talking about football. Like no one gets better in this entire setting. This setting, no one's improving anything. It's just kind of a waste of human time. But I don't get angry at it because you can't be angry at people for being normal. If you do, you're going to go through life being extremely angry all the time. I don't think it's good for you. I just kind of feel bad for normal people. It's more of a like, I feel sorry for them than anything else. Like, I'm like, ah, well, that sucks. Like, that really does suck. You really care about football. I feel very bad for you. Like, 'cause I know the outcome of it. It's like, ah, you really, 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 really like Snickers bars. Like, that must suck. I'm sorry, like I feel bad for them. So I try to be as nice to normal people as possible, right? I try and tip heavily. I just try in general be nice to them because they have a hard life outside of talking to me. They've got it hard, bro. Normal people have it hard. You should feel sorry for normal people. I feel very bad for them. So I try and be very nice and very cordial. And obviously when they try and convince me like, ah, you eat too much meat, I'm like, okay. Like maybe I'll try and do a not an argument, but I'll try and tell them the scientific reasons why meat's really helped me and how I try and do my diet and stuff. And they'll either agree, disagree. I don't really care. I tried my best. I gave a little bit, boom, boom, boom. This is what I do, and this is what's really worked for me. And they can accept it, they cannot accept it. I don't care. Am I gonna get in a full-blown argument over it? Not really. I don't know you. You're just some stranger normie. Look, if you want to keep eating, if you want to be a vegan, be a vegan. I don't care. That's fine. I don't think it's the best for you, but also, I'm not here to try and spend 5 hours of my time to convince you to not be a vegan. I don't care if you're vegan. That's fine. It sucks. I feel bad for you, but that's cool. Like, I'm not gonna spend 5 hours of my time. I give you a little tip, give you my opinion. You don't accept it. You want to argue with me. You're not gonna be able to change my opinion. I'm not gonna attempt to try and change your opinion. So we can just move forward in nice, friendly bullshit talk. But that's in general, like they can't convince me. Like I don't know. It's just I understand when you're saying negative energies, right? Because a lot of you guys will have friends saying, oh, well, you just only work, right? That's a big, big, big one that normies use all the time. Oh, you just work all the time. Ah, yeah, but don't you ever take a break? Yeah, you're always just at the gym or you're always just working and you're always just talking about important things. And don't you ever, hey, bro, let's just go watch a movie. I understand that you guys might see this as like negativity around you. And in general, I'd make sure that people can't influence me negatively. And I try my best to influence people positively. So I see it almost like charity. Like I try and be very nice to people. I try my best in little ways to try and convince them, to show them the light of always improving. Because I'm super happy. So I'm super happy. Hopefully they're super happy, but I don't think they are. Because I can't imagine being super happy if you keep decaying and stuff. If your life's getting worse, I find it hard to see you getting happy. So, but that's kind of how I deal with normies. Hopefully you guys can see. It's kind of just a like, don't let them influence me. I try and influence them well. And in general, I don't hang around normies that often. Obviously, they're sometimes unavoidable. I remember I've worked minimum wage jobs, bro. I've been around the normiest of the normie, right? You just have to not let them negatively like they're all smoking cigarettes. Don't start smoking cigarettes just because you're around them, right? They're all doing drugs. Don't start doing drugs because you're around them. They all want to talk about some bullshit. Cool. Look, be cordial. I'm not saying be some weirdo. Say, no, I don't talk about football. Cool. But just in general, you can talk a little bit about football, but make it not easy to talk about, right? Like, I'm very good at talking about a subject. I can talk with you about tacos if you want, but it's not going to be very easy for you. It's not going to be an easy flowing conversation. If you want to talk about the gym, bro, I can talk about gym forever. I can make the most fun time you've ever had. I'll always have topics. I'll be able to bounce off your topics. We can talk about gym forever. I can make that very easy to talk about. And I can also make things hard to talk about. So talking with me about tacos, they're not going to notice, but they're going to notice that they have to keep bringing up tacos. It's not going to be me bringing up the tacos. Yeah, I really like beef tacos. Yeah, me too. Silence unless they bring out more about the tacos. I'm not going to then go, hey, but do you also like the chicken tacos, bro? Like, I don't do that, right? So hopefully you guys can see, and hopefully this kind of helps you on just, but don't be rude and don't be mean. I find a lot of people, like a lot of you guys, especially people just starting out, they decide like, oh yeah, like I'm the king, I'm better than them. No, I don't talk about tacos. Why are you talking about tacos? Like being very straightforward. It's like, I don't believe in that because it's just going to make you kind of a social weirdo. Like, bro, if he wants to ask you if you like beef tacos, you can just say yes or no and just continue on. And if he wants to keep talking about tacos, you can keep giving very boring answers with nothing to play off of. And if he starts talking about the gym, bro, you can go in full detail, right? Hey, what do you do for gym? I do this, 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 this. I do this. What do you do for the gym? Oh, I do this, this, this. Man, that's really cool. Hey, how long have you been doing that? Does that really work? Maybe I'll try it. Like, you can start making a real conversation around things. You control whether conversations are easy and growing or if they're kind of hard and dying. So I kind of use that as well. But a little bit of a long lesson. Hopefully it doesn't get too lost. I understand the question. This is just the best way I can think to answer it. But whatever you do, don't be some angry person angry at normies, bro. I feel bad for normies. I'm not angry at them. I'm like, man, that must suck. And I try my best to help in little ways. Obviously, I'm not going to go talk to them for 4 hours about why they need to not be vegan or why they need to hit the gym. Like, I don't know you. You're some stranger. If I spent 4 hours trying to convince every single person who doesn't go to the gym, I would have zero time. So anyway.